Oh, that's right. We are out here at Greenwood Saw. Well, this is your opportunity now. Paul, how long is he going to be here?
Probably about 3 hours.
Yeah. So 11, 12, 1.
But definitely we'll have him for 2 hours, but should be here 3 hours.
All right. Well, this is exciting. And, of course, you know, you are so into sports. You just are hooked in with all the good sports people, aren't you?
I'm a blessed person, very blessed to have made the contacts and the friends that I've had the opportunity to meet over the last 50 years. So, yes.
You just had, who did you just have down here? He's a knockout. Who was here a couple weeks ago?
Larry Holmes. The second longest reign in heavyweight history, Mr. Larry Holmes.
Well, you know, I've got a picture of me giving Larry Holmes a knockout punch. I still have that posted in my studio, you know.
Oh, you knocked his tooth out.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. I knocked his tooth out. You're absolutely right.
Tooth out, but he's got Lumineers now, so I'll tell the world in case they didn't know. Mr. Holmes has Lumineers, which they look mighty good. I tried to get him to do it almost 35 years ago.
Well, that makes his smile just gleaming, doesn't it?
Yes.
Well, listen, Paul, I want to talk to some of the fans here. Yes, I'm on the air. Oh, you've got, what does that say? It
George
says, it's what? George Rogers.
George Rogers,
that's right. You have had all the greats here. He's had George Rogers. He's had... let's see, I was down here with George Rogers. Danny Ford, that's the one I was thinking about. We see him on TV all the time promoting Kia up there in his area. So we'll be talking and having a good time here. Why don't you come out? If you've got an item you'd like to get autographed, how many items can they bring, Paul?
One item per person.
How many magic markers does he have to sign back there?
A lot.
That's right. So we want everybody to come on out this afternoon. You can see him definitely. He's here now. Be here till 1 o'clock, hopefully. But if you're on your lunch hour, if you didn't know about this event, that's why I'm here, Ann Eller, right here on WCRS, having a good time. Going to talk to some people, let you know all about it. So why not come on out to Paul Kennemore, Greenwood Saw, you know that famous phrase, he's a knockout.
No, he said he has been knocked out.
He has been knocked out. I thought he used to say in that commercial, he's a knockout. No? Isn't that what he said? He's been knocked out. Okay, well, who do I know? Hey, I'm here having a good time. Why don't we hear a quick word from our sponsors? We'll be back then. I want to talk to some of the fans that are waiting to see Marcus Latimer right here. The line forms to the left, folks, so come on out and see us. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. Hey, we're interrupting Laura Ingram today, but hey, you're gonna want to be here because right down here at Greenwood Saw, we are with Paul Kennemore, and Marcus Latimer is signing autographs, taking pictures. I tell you what, everybody is excited. He's going to the Saints. He's had some injuries that he's been nursing better, and we're going to hopefully get to talk to him sometime during the time that we are on the air with you. But people have, I've seen a number 21 USC jersey. I've seen some footballs. I've seen some books. So everybody really wants to meet Marcus and wish him well as he makes it big right here from Greenwood, South Carolina. It's great that Paul Kennemore has been able to bring this to us right here in Greenwood. How often do you have this happen? Well, when Paul gets motivated, I tell you what, he brings out the best when it comes to sports people, and he just loves sports. He's been a big, big sports supporter for many, many years. So we have a short guy here that's all dressed up with a Carolina shirt. He's had it autographed many, many times, and looks like he's out here to get an autograph. Looks like he's had a little leg surgery there, and he's kind of quiet here. He's not very... he looks like he's excited, but maybe he's a little quiet. But we're going to talk to some of the people that are out here. Let them tell us how excited they are to be out here with Marcus Latimer, Paul Kennemore. I tell you what, you brought some books out here today, didn't you?
I did. I have some very special kids that I would like to beg Mr. Latimer. I know they said earlier that it was just going to be one per fan, but I'm going to beg him to see if I can have four, maybe five. If he will let me do that, I will ever be indebted to him if he does this little favor for me.
Well, you said you had some children that are having a tough time right now.
Yes, and I would just like to get these books to them of Marcus Latimer. They love Marcus, and they don't know anything about it. And, of course, I don't take the paper, and I heard about it this morning. So I said, oh, wow, let me run back to the house and get these books, and that'll be the special thing for him, if he could do that for me. Are you listening, Marcus?
And what's your name?
Louise Logan.
Louise Logan. Well, we appreciate you being here today. I know you've got your camera here. You're going to get a picture. And what's the name of the book? Dream Big, Stay Positive, and Believe in Yourself.
Yes.
What a great message.
Yes, absolutely. And they're going to be special kids, hopefully. And I know he's going to do it for me. I'm not worried. I know he's going to do it for me. Right, Marcus?
Marcus, are you listening here? That's what we want to know. But we are right here down here at Paul Kennemore's Greenwood Saw right here on the bypass right up from the Bilo on 25. You can't miss it because the lines are out the door here. Everybody is just thrilled. Now, you have, looks like you have, what do you have here? South Carolina Football Vault. What is it?
It's a conglomeration of all the history of South Carolina's football teams and tickets and old tickets and everything.
Well, that's gonna be pretty cool. So you're gonna get Marcus to sign it?
Yes, we're planning on it, and we've already had George Rogers to sign it, so we want Marcus Latimer to sign it.
What do you think about Marcus going on with the Saints here?
I guess whatever he wants to do. I wish he would still stay at South Carolina, but, you know, whatever he wants to do.
I guess you got to do what you got to do. It's just great he's from Greenwood, isn't it?
That's great.
And who am I talking to?
Cheryl Ellenberg.
Cheryl Ellenberg. Nice to see you here today. I'm Ann Eller with WCRS Radio. I know he's going to have a thrill out of signing your book there.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right, there you go. There goes Marcus right there. He's in the building. He's coming in the building, folks. That's right. We have him going right through the crowds. Everybody is cheering. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Marcus is now in the building. So you better get your one item, Paul said, one item to get in here and get it signed so you can do this. So come on down to Paul Kennemore's Greenwood Saw right here on the bypass. You'll be glad you did when you come in to see us right here. I'm going to be here for about, another hour or so trying to get my conversation, and maybe I'll get a football signed by Marcus Latimer. Hey, don't you go away. It's almost time for South Carolina news. So let's go at South Carolina news. Take it away, and I'll be right back.
Do you remember? Well, now more than ever, we all need a break, and your local McDonald's wants you to remember the good times and come to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu, their new Angus burger, their salads, and of course, their coffees. From lattes to cappuccinos, they want you to... Locally owned right here in Greenwood and Abbeville. Stop by today.
All right, we're right back here. Yes, I'm out here with Paul Kennemore right here at Greenwood Saw on the 25 bypass right below Philo out here, right next to Hardee's. You know, if you would like to get something signed, if you would like to congratulate Marcus on being signed to the San Francisco 49ers, you can come out here and get in line. That's right. This is going to be a lot of fun. You can get one item signed. They're saying one item. So if you'd like to be able to do that, all you got to do is come on out and just get in line. Wish him well. You know, he is, a lot of people are kind of sad that he's moving on from USC, but Carolina Gamecocks, but they also wish him well with the San Francisco 49ers. So here we are, having a good time. People are lining up. People have helmets and footballs and a book and the history of USC, and it just goes on and on with people. We've got young people out here. We've got fans, diehard fans out here. We've got, this looks like a USC meet and greet here, right here. Everybody standing in line. I see a sea of Carolina colors right here at Greenwood Saw Company. So why not come on out? This is your opportunity. We can, they're going to do small groups at a time going in to meet Marcus. So if you're going to be outside, you might want to bring a cool drink with you so you don't get too hot here. It's not too bad, though, today. That is the one thing I have to say. Weather is very, very cloudy, overcast, and not too bad at all. And I know all these people, after they get finished here, they're going to be headed uptown to the Blues Cruise and Festival of Discovery, because there is so much going on. You know, I am out and about in the scene here today because, you know what, tonight I am going to be broadcasting live from Uptown Greenwood. We are going to be doing a blues crawl all over Uptown Greenwood between 6 and 9 right here on WCRS 1450 AM. Well, the lines keep forming to the left here. Left, left. Keep getting more and more people coming out here today. And let's see. I looks like I've got a South Carolina fan here. And who am I talking to?
AJ Elliott.
What's that first name?
AJ.
AJ Elliott. So what do you think about Marcus going on to the San Francisco 49ers?
It's kind of disappointing because I wanted him to go to a different team, but he's going pro, so.
And
I can't really control it.
Can't control it, yeah. What has he signed? A 4-year deal, I think. So he's definitely gone. And, of course, he won't be finishing up, I guess, at South Carolina, right?
Nope.
So what do you think the future of the Gamecocks is for this year? As I can tell you're an avid fan here. What do you think the future is here for this year's football?
It's hard to tell sometimes, but we still got Jadeveon Clowney here, so I hope our defense will be just as good. And, well, I hope we beat Georgia and Clemson, too. So.
Yes, let the battles begin, right? Yeah. So you've got a football here. You want him to sign it?
Yes.
And where do you go to school?
I'm going to Westview Middle School.
Do you play football?
No, I play soccer and basketball.
Good for you. Congratulations. Hey, thanks for talking to me right here. You've just been on WCRS Radio. That's 1450 AM. How about that? Live on the radio, AJ Elliott. Woo-hoo! All right. Well, I've got more people to talk to. He's kind of at the end of the line, but, you know, steadily more and more people are showing up. So if you want to get in line, you better get in line now. So, oh, what have we got here? We've got people sitting on the ground. We got helmets. Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun here today, isn't it? Are you excited about meeting Marcus here today?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your name?
Jordan.
What is it?
Jordan.
Jordan. What's your last name, Jordan?
Crenshaw.
Wow. Okay, so you're here. Are you a big South Carolina fan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You've just been on WCRS Radio. Where do you go to school?
I'm going to go to Matthews.
Matthews, well, congratulations. That's a great school. You do well in school, okay? All right, so there you go. Having fun here today, talking to people, having a good time. My goodness, what a group of people gathered out here. I see quite a collection of different types of items. Marcus is inside the building. People are lined up outside. Would you like to get something signed by Marcus? Well, the lines are moving pretty quick, I might add. So if you do, please come on by Greenwood Saw, right here on the bypass, 25 bypass, which is, of course, right up from the Bylos on the bypass here. So Greenwood Saw, you know, when you've got when you need something fixed, whether it's your lawnmower or other things, they do a fabulous job here. Husqvarna products, and Paul's been telling me with the early season here and all the rain that we've had, grass has been growing very, very, very fast. Well, can you tell me, how was this experience meeting Marcus here today?
It was great. I enjoyed it. I met him in Greer when he was up there the other month also.
So you're following Marcus, right?
That's great. I'll wait to San Francisco.
Are you headed to San Francisco?
On TV.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you. Are y'all having a good time here today? All right. Good to talk to you. All right. So they are proud people coming out with things that they have gotten signed. So that's pretty cool here today. Hey, I tell you what, it is about time for us to hear a quick word from our sponsors. So why don't you stay tuned right here, and then, you know, maybe we could hear a quick song for the blues and the barbecue. I kind of feel like hearing a John Bull. Maybe we could hear J.B.'s Boogie. I kind of like that. He's got a little harmonica in it. It's a great song. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then let's, what are we doing? Oh, let's hear J.B. Boogie. That's John Bull's Boogie. He's going to be one of the performers there in Uptown Greenwood. You know, the festival's going on. Uptown is closed off. I'm going to tell you, I drove it last night. I drove it this morning. It's not a problem to get around, but you do have to make plans. You do have to make your plans. Don't think you're just going to scoot right in there. All of Uptown is closed off for the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. Let's see, can I smell any barbecue from over here at Greenwood Saw? Not yet, but I know I will. So why don't you guys stay right with us? We'll be back. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
You are on WCRS. How does it feel to be here in Greenwood today?
Oh, it feels good. You know, it's actually my first time in Greenwood.
Well, you've got a lot of fans standing out there just waiting to get in the door.
Yep, and then you know, I appreciate all the love from all the Gamecock fans because they're the best.
Well, you know what, they all say they're going to miss you, but they are excited they'll be able to see you on TV with the San Francisco 49ers. How do you feel about moving all the way to the West Coast?
I'm going to miss them too, but I mean, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about this new journey, and you know, can't wait to get out there.
And how's your leg doing?
It's doing great. Everything's perfect.
All right, so you're going to start training here?
I've been training. I have no clue what, you know, what I'll be doing practice-wise, but I'll just wait on the doctors and trainers and see what they say.
Well, that sounds great. Hey, I know you got a lot of people to sign some autographs and stuff for. I appreciate you taking a second, and we'll be watching your career, and hopefully we can get you to call back here to Greenwood someday.
Thank you. Go Cox.
Okay, go Cox. That's what he said right here on WCRS. Thanks so much, Marcus Latimer. That's right. You only have a couple of hours to get out here and see Marcus. So if you want to see Marcus, you got to come see us right down here at Greenwood Saw. You know, he's a knockout. No, he's not a knockout. That's Larry Holmes. But he is a knockout, and he is very, very, very gracious, having a good time signing autographs and doing it all. Hey, I tell you what, let's get back to a little John Bull Boogie. I just had that opportunity to interview, so I thought I better take it. Hey, let's hear a little music. I'm going to snap some pictures and upload them to Facebook for you. So you check us out right here on WCRS 1450 AM.
Thank you.
Are on right here, WCRS. I am here with Marcus Latimer. You just heard him on the radio with us, and his mom is right here too, Yolanda Smith. She says, oh, this is too much, too exciting. Here to her moving this son of hers out to California. It's going to be really big, big, big. I tried to get her to talk on the radio. She said, oh, please don't make me talk on the radio. But she couldn't be prouder of her son right here. And she is, of course, so excited to see him doing well. And there we go. Now we've got, we're signing the back of a T-shirt right now. Yes, Carolina 21, Marcus Latimer signing that shirt right there right now. So, and somebody's in it. So how about that? That's all pretty cool. Right here today. Now he's signing a football helmet. So all kinds of items are being signed right here at Greenwood Saw. So you know you got to come down here to Greenwood Saw if you would like to get something signed, if you'd like to meet Marcus Latimer. So many people have watched him. Not many people have actually met him. You know, I asked Paul how many pens he had with him, and I'm happy to say I can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think I see 6 pens over there. So you know he's signing a whole lot. Families are getting their pictures taken with him. Mom is standing here. She happened to notice my very comfortable shoes I was wearing, and she was a little jealous. That's right. So this is an experience. Of course, he went to Burns High School and then, of course, down to USC. He decided in December to go ahead and take the draft. He was a fourth draft pick, and now he is going to San Francisco 49ers. all the way across this USA to San Francisco. How about that? Well, here we are. I am Ann Eller. Here we are. I'm going to try to upload some pictures to Facebook. The crowd outside is pretty manageable. If you would like to come get something signed, just go ahead and come on by. I mean, right now would be an excellent time. If you're getting ready to take your lunch break, go pick up something, bring it by. He'll sign it for you. He's signing shirts. He's signing hats, signing footballs, helmets, whatever you would like to sign. He is making sure that you are taken care of here, and he wants you to follow his career as he gets ready to go to San Francisco. Tells me his leg is in good shape. I know a lot of people had questions whether he would be able to play again, but he says his leg is in good shape. He's worked very, very, very hard. So here we are. Make sure you come by and see us right here at Greenwood Saw on the 25 bypass right here below the Lowe's on the bypass, 25 bypass, right out here by Piedmont Tech. If you're a little confused where Greenwood Saw is, it's right after the turn if you're coming from, Sharp Facet side here. If you're coming up the bypass, Bilo will be on the left. You go through the light. If you turned through the light, you would end up going to Piedmont Tech. Just go a little bit further, and right after the Hardee's on the left-hand side, you will see Greenwood Saw, lots of cars out here, but the line isn't too bad right now. The line has shortened up just a little bit, so if you'd like to come, I think maybe a 10 or 15-minute wait, not very long at all. He's moving them through pretty quick. So please come on by and see us. You know that Paul always has the best in sports entertainment out here. He's hooked into them, and he is excited that you are here to come out and see all our fans out here. Hey, I am Ann Eller right here on WCRS. I tell you what, Andy, how about we just hear a little music going towards the top of the hour, and how about I come back and we'll skip the news and I'll do some more talking. So don't you go away. Let's hear a little music.
We're living, we're living, living in a barbecue world. I've been eating barbecue so long, hard for me to give up. A patient said to the doctor, don't give me no bad news. The doctor said, I hate to tell you, brother, I got to take your barbecue. No, I'm leaving, I'm leaving, living in a barbecue world. I've been eating barbecue so long, hard for me. Said again to the doctor, doc, I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I eat barbecue every day of my life, and I'ma eat it till the day I die. Cause I'm living, I'm living in a barbecue world. I've been eating barbecue so long, it's hard for me to give up. You know the old folks, they love it, and the young people love it too. Nobody in the United States don't like some kind of barbecue. So we're living, living in a barbecue world. I've been loving barbecue so long, it's hard for me to give up. The preacher said to the congregation, I'm gonna tell something to you. I get high blood pressure, but I got to have my barbecue with the real thing. Oh, we're living, living in a barbecue world. I've been eating barbecue so long, hard for me to give up. A old lady said to another one, he said, honey, I'm 102. He said, I ain't got no teeth in my mouth, but I'm crazy about barbecue. Barbecue on the mountain. Got barbecue on the valley. They got barbecue
hard for me to give up. Now look here, they got barbecue in the north. They got barbecue in the south. They got some barbecue here in South Carolina. It'll melt when they put it in their mouth.
Living in a barbecue world. Coming up July 11th through the 13th, we will be celebrating the 13th annual Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. Don't miss the food, the music, the smell, and sounds of it all in Uptown Greenwood, July 11th through the 13th, where we are living in a barbecue world. Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
WCRS right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. That's what you're listening to. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with you. 12 o'clock, and I tell you what, Marcus Latimer seems to be having a really good time meeting all the fans. He said this was his first trip to Greenwood, and of course, the Gamecock fans are going wild here today, so it's a sea of red everywhere you look. It's Gamecock, and more Gamecocks. A lot of people are sad to be seeing him leave, but the good thing they said is that you can follow him on TV. So people are expecting big things from Marcus Latimer, and he looks like he is poised and ready to go. Says he's been doing a lot of good workouts, and he is his leg is in good shape, which is good to hear. I know on Sports Talk there was a lot of conversation whether he could make it, but back in December he went pro and was a fourth draft pick, and the San Francisco 49ers signed him to a four-year contract. So big moves from a guy from Duncan, South Carolina. So congratulations, Marcus. I know that lots of pictures being taken. Everybody wants to say, I knew you win, Marcus. And they will be here until 1-ish, maybe 2 o'clock. But if you've got something you'd like to sign, or maybe you'd just like to come by and meet him, why not stop on by right here at Greenwood Saw on the 25 bypass? That's right here, right below the turn to go to Piedmont Tech. That's right. You know, you've got Bilo, then you see a Hardee's across the street. Right next to Hardee's is Greenwood Saw. You know, they carry Poulin and Toro and Husqvarna. That's right. Paul Kennemore. He's a trooper here, and he's got lots of good mowers here. If you're in the market for a mower, what do you better do? Come by and see Paul. He's got them all. And, of course, the other good thing is they will repair them here, which is another good thing. So whether you're in the lawn care business, or whether you're a backyard lawnmower person, kind of like me, I got a lawnmower from Paul. I keep saying I'm going to get it out and use it, but I've got one. And it's a dandy. It's got that electric start, and, you know, it'll actually run itself. All I've got to do is say mow the backyard, and it'll go ahead and just about mow it itself. So I'm excited about that, and I certainly hope you are going to come over here. When you want good down-home service right here in Greenwood, where are you going to come? You're going to come right here to Greenwood Saw on the 25 bypass right here at the turnoff to go to Piedmont Tech. Right below the Bilo, right next to Hardee's. Yes, come see him. You'll be glad you did. Do see the lines. People must have been going to lunch, and they picked up something, and they're bringing it by, and that's a good thing. He is thrilled to be here in Greenwood. I tell you what, Andy, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and then we'll be back. But, you know, time's going to run out, so if you've got something, bring it right now. You'll be glad you did. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS Radio. And check out Facebook. I just uploaded a picture there. I'm going to upload some more. Certainly hope you're enjoying this here today. And, of course, don't forget, 4 o'clock this afternoon, we've got Giveaway Friday. And we've got a couple of the blues artists, Deb Callahan, who was the headliner last night, and Matt Walsh is going to be here in studio right there in WCRS, right there at Sharp Facets, right here on the bypass. So, by the way, if you've got some gold to sell, you know where to go. Sharp Facets Gallery right there on the 72 bypass between Bank of America and Burger King. Tell you what, let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. We are going to join Rush here, and then at the bottom of the hour when the news is supposed to play, I'm going to be right back out here. So don't you go away. Stay right with us on your favorite radio station, WCRS.
Watch the pros work outdoors, and you'll see why they choose Husqvarna Power Equipment. For exceptional power and performance, superior precision, and amazing control. Perfect your landscape with the same precision, power, and performance demanded by the pros. Husqvarna, professionally proven outdoor power equipment.
I'm Guy Harrison. You go see my good friend Paul Kennemore of Ringwood Saw Company.
That's right, with Marcus Latimer is here. Let me tell you, folks, the line has gotten a little longer since I talked to you last time. That's right. People are coming left and right up here to Greenwood Saw. They are seeing Marcus Latimer. He is signing autographs. The thing that Paul has said and Marcus has said, please, just one item. That's what they'd like for you to have signed. Because, after all, there's a lot of people that want to get things signed, so we need to move this right along. But whether it's a jersey, I've seen a lot of 21 jerseys out here, whether it's a hat or a football, I tell you what, everybody is here making sure that they get a signature with this probably one-time opportunity to have Marcus Latimer right here in Greenwood. You know, he's from... graduated from Burns, went to USC, and then moved on, and just started, decided in December to go ahead and go pro, so that's what he's doing. A lot of fans here are a little sad that Marcus has decided to do that, but they're hoping that things will go good this year for the Gamecocks. You know, Georgia's coming up, Clemson, you know, all the biggies here. They all want to make it happen. They all want to see Clemson make it to the top here. So it's a season coming up. It's hard to believe that August will be here before you know it. We're already partway through July. Gosh, Monday will be the 15th, so you know that is going to be, July is going to be done before you know it. August is coming up, football begins, and you know, right, WCRS, we don't do Carolina, but we do Clemson, and we do have Emerald, so we know that there's a lot of Clemson fans out there, and now that Marcus has gone on to the 49ers, maybe you'd like to come out. Whether you're a Clemson or a Carolina fan, although I see lots of maroon here, maybe you'd like to come out here and get Marcus's signature. It's pretty exciting to see all the excitement of people looking forward to meeting him. I mean, I tell you what, we've got kids, we've got adults, we've got some of our older folks here, diehard Carolina fans that are right here at the door. They are letting them in three or four at a time, so that it doesn't get too overcrowded right here. And, of course, I think that's a good thing. But why not come on out? You know Paul Kennemore. He knows all the sports greats, all the sports legends. They seem to, at one time or another, end up right here at Greenwood Saw. So come on by and see us. Whether you're looking for to see Marcus, or maybe you're in the market for a mower or a blower or any of the good products, grass trimmer, all these items are right here. And you know, when you buy local, you're doing yourself a big, big favor because you're supporting local business and you're supporting our local economy and you're supporting that business. So it's really, really, really important to shop local at this time, particularly with the economy and everything. Of course, you can always buy online, but why not give our local merchants the opportunity to serve you? After all, when you need something serviced, where are you going to go? You got to go to somebody that can service it for you. And They don't work on all brands. They only work on Husqvarna here, so you might as well come by Husqvarna right here at Greenwood Spa. It'll be a good thing if you do that. And, of course, Paul has been... hey, Paul. Paul, what do you think about the turnout here today?
To absolutely tell nobody or advertise in any way, that speaks volumes about Marcus Lattimore. That says it all.
Well, I did put the word out on the radio.
Well, I'm sure that helped, but it's not at this late date.
Yeah.
But it's exactly what I wanted, people to have time to spend with Marcus besides just an autograph, but to have a little time and see what they're doing now for the kids. That's a blessing to see their child get an autograph.
Absolutely. I think it's phenomenal, and I think it's been a nice event, just like what you wanted, a nice, easy event, and it's good to see people still coming in, coming by to see Marcus Lattimore bringing a piece in here. I think so. Yeah, it shortened up there for a little while, and now it's long again. So I think you've done a terrific thing, Paul, and I think you should be very pleased, and I know Marcus is having a good time, too.
No, Marcus has done a terrific thing by being here.
And Rush is on.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Paul, for talking to me. We're going to come back here in just a few minutes. You are right here on WCRS. And, yes, we have quite a crowd right here at Greenwood Saw. Don't you go away. We're going back to Rush, and I'll be back.
Everyone knows Sharp Facets Gallery only carries the finest in jewelry. But did you know we offer the three R's? Repairs, replacement, and restoration. Repairs from sizing to stone replacement. Restoration of your treasured pieces to their former beauty. Or revamping or restyling by resetting your stones in new mountings. All repairs are done by our master goldsmith, Richard. Only Sharp Facets Gallery can provide you with both quick turnaround and professional, reliable service. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 bypass or call 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. We are out here at Greenwood Saw. I tell you what, if you want to come have a good time here, meet Marcus Lattimore. He's only going to be here for about, I guess, another hour, but people are lined up outside having a good time, getting to meet Marcus, getting their pictures taken. He's really taking time with all the fans here, and I think that's terrific. So you got to be here. You just got to be here. You know where Greenwood Saw is. It's an institution here in Greenwood, right up from the Bi-Low, right there where you turn to go to Piedmont Tech, right next to Hardee's. That's right. Greenwood Saw is right here. Paul Kennemore has really done a good thing. He keeps saying it's Marcus. But you know, Paul, if you didn't take the time to give the place and make it happen, Marcus wouldn't be here today. So regardless of what you say, it is because of you, Paul. And, you know, he's looking at me going, what are you talking about, Ann? But Paul Kennemore always bringing the best right here to Greenwood, the best sports people. He brings them in 2, 3, 4 times a year. And Marcus Lattimore, before he heads out to go to San Francisco with the 49ers, this is your opportunity to meet him, get your picture taken, get something signed. They are asking, please, please, please only bring one item because everybody wants to get something signed. So how about stop on by? The line isn't too bad, but it is a line out there. So the sooner you get over here, the sooner you can get your picture snapped and maybe get something autographed. Pick up whatever you've got. Bring it on down. Heck, we've seen people just with the shirts right off their back just get them signed. So that's what's happening right here at Greenwood Saw on the 25 bypass right here next to the Bi-Low, right up the street from Piedmont Tech, right down from right next door to the Hardee's. So you know where I'm talking about? It's on 25. And don't forget, coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be live on the air with Deb Callahan, Matt Walsh, and, of course, Giveaway Friday. Hey, I want to hear, go back and we'll join Rush, and I'm going to come back in just during the next breaks going towards the top of the hour.
So you keep it right here on WCRS 1450 AM.
When it comes to your personal and financial protection, you want someone who can help you make informed decisions about your insurance needs. That's why you need to call me, Bruce Craven, with InSphere Insurance Solutions at 864-993-7022. I can help you customize a plan that fits your needs as well as your budget. That's why you need to call me, Bruce Craven, at 864-993-7022. Again, that's Bruce Craven at 864-993-7022.
All right. Well, I am out here with the crowd out here waiting to get in to see Marcus right here at Greenwood Saw Company. I tell you what, I'm seeing a sea of maroon. Oh, my goodness. I see an orange shirt here. It's not Clemson, though. Okay. Success does not rest. Okay. Well, we'll let you slide here. So are you excited to be seeing Marcus Latimer today?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Landon.
Landon. Well, I tell you what, you're pretty close to getting there. Have you had to wait very long?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, you're on WCRS Radio right here in Greenwood. Where do you go to school?
Liberty.
Liberty. All right. So is everybody having a good time? Mom, what do you think about all this? What do you think?
I'm speechless.
You're speechless? Oh, you seem to have a good voice for radio here.
I'm excited to meet Marcus.
Yeah, what do you think about him going off to the San Francisco 49ers?
Oh, I think it's great. I just hope he has a good season when he gets to play. Free of injuries.
Free of injuries. Yeah, that's what we all hope, isn't it? Yes, exactly. Nice to talk to you. Who am I talking to?
Stacy,
thanks so much for taking a few minutes here. All right, well, we are walking back here. I'm going to check out the line again. I see a lot of maroon. I've seen some interesting T-shirts here. What were some of them that I saw as I was walking back here? Somebody said it's a good day to be in, but don't be in orange. What were some of those shirts? There were some cool shirts right out here. I guess they have moved. I don't see them right now. But what do you think about being right here getting ready to see Marcus Latimer?
No.
Not scared, are you? It's just a microphone. We've been inside talking to Marcus, and what do you think about the fact that he's going to be going on to the San Francisco 49ers?
Real happy for him.
Real happy for him. And who am I talking to?
Chris Geddes.
Chris Geddes, all right, right here on WCRS. How about you guys? Are you excited to meet him? What'd you bring to get signed? A hat. Okay. Well, he has signed a bunch of stuff here today. He's also great at taking pictures and enjoying the moment. So I know the line's kind of long, but it's moving pretty fast. Enjoy the show. All right. Well, here we are. We're walking back. We are still kind of getting to people here when I just walk up to them with my microphone. But it's kind of fun just to see their reaction and see the number of people that are out here today having a good time. Lots of people excited. The end of the line. I am at the end of the line for the moment. But am I really at the end of the line? That's the question. Because are more people going to be showing up? Absolutely. So you can come right out here to Greenwood Saw, right here on the 25 bypass, right up from Bilo, right next to Hardee's, right before the turn going to Piedmont Tech, or actually right after the turn of going to Piedmont Tech. You can't miss it. The traffic is amazing. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS. Let's get back to the top of the hour with Rush, and then I'm going to come back on and finish up here. So hopefully we'll get to talk to Marcus one more time. Hey, you sit tight. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here again. Boy, that was a quick time. And you know, I'm at the Greenwood Saw here today, just out in the community having a good time. We have been talking with Marcus, so hopefully I'm going to get in there and get him on the air with us one more time. So as you're listening to this broadcast, you better be gathering up anything you would like to bring down here to get it autographed. That's right. If you'd like to get it autographed, you got to come see us right here, right now, because coming up at about 2 o'clock, he's going to finish up here. Lots of excited girls here today getting their pictures taken with Marcus, and that's a good thing. Hey, you know what? You are right here on WCRS, right here in Greenwood. Hopefully we can get one more conversation with Marcus before we have to sign off here. But this is WCRS right here in Greenwood. I'm Ann Eller. They're getting ready to sign some more footballs, jerseys, books, clocks, just a regular shirt. Somebody must have just said, hey, I'm coming out to see him, and just had a shirt that they wanted to get autographed. So if you've got something, or if it's on your body, he's even signing those on their body right there. So don't hesitate to come out and see us. Right now, I'd say it's probably maybe 15, 20 minutes wait. Not too bad, but you know, when Paul set this up, he really wanted people to have a good time and have a few minutes with Marcus. So that is how it's been set up. Of course, Marcus Lattimore is headed to the 49ers in San Francisco. Can't think of a better place to be going to, San Francisco. It's going to be quite an experience, quite a change for him. Marcus, how's this going here today? How are you having a good time?
I'm having a great time, meeting a lot of different people.
So what do you think about moving to San Francisco?
Oh, I'm excited. I've been out there, you know, for about 2 months. And the weather's beautiful. I love it.
And do you think you're ever going to come back to South Carolina?
Always. That's why I'm retiring there, no doubt. I'll be here somewhere, probably in the Low Country.
Probably in the Low Country. All right. Well, he is busy signing autographs and taking pictures, and I just wanted to butt in there for a minute and see if I couldn't get another word with him as we get ready to wind up. Now, Marcus is going to be here till around 2 o'clock. My goodness, there have been so many pictures snapped here today. Of course, you can go to our Facebook page. There's a couple up there, and I'm certainly sure that many more people are uploading pictures too. So Marcus is taking over Greenwood today, right here in Greenwood at the Greenwood Saw Company. Are you excited? You got your shirt signed, didn't you?
Yes.
And what's your name?
Jamar.
Jamar, was it exciting to get Marcus Lattimore to sign your shirt right on your body, your Adidas shirt?
Yes.
Where do you go to school?
96.
So have you had a good time?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to play football when you grow up?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you think about Marcus signing with the 49ers?
He's a good player.
All right, thanks so much. You just were on WCRS Radio. How about that? Would you like to be on the radio for a second? Yeah, you want to just say something? No? Come on, you want to say something. What's your name?
Jalen.
What did you think of this awesome experience here today?
It was great.
Congratulations. Thanks for coming out today. All right, as you can see, everybody is having a good time right here, spending some time with Marcus Lattimore, and thank goodness that he was able to work it out to come here. Paul's been talking to me about this for a couple of months, and you know, it finally came together when he was able to get Marcus down here. So that's what we're doing here, signing autographs, getting pictures taken, and it's been a good morning right here. This morning, of course, we were talking on the I Love Ann show with Becky Ginn of Mary Oaks Barbecue, and we talked to Lynn Cook from Clayton Homes. And, you know, here's another opportunity for you to get some nice pictures. Go up there to Mary Oaks Barbecue. They are located right there on Court Street with their trailer for the Festival of Discovery. And here's what you can do. Get your picture taken in front of Phil Robertson, the Duck Amanda, because they have their whole trailer is wrapped with the Duck Commander, his wife, Kay, and you'll just love it. So look for him out there. Tell him you heard it on the radio, and they'd love for you to take a picture right there at their setup right there at the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. Hey, don't forget, this afternoon, what are we doing?
We have two more artists with us. We're going to have a giveaway Friday, 6 o'clock tonight. What are we doing? Well, you know, we'll be having a good time. We'll be having a good time just cruising Uptown Greenwood live on the air with you. So, I tell you what, I think I would love to stay on here with you, but it's about time for us to say adieu. So why don't you keep it right here on your favorite radio station, WCRS, 1450 AM. That's right. And don't forget, you can always go on our website, WCRS, 1450 AM, to listen on the stream. And you can download apps to keep us wherever you're going. Don't forget to sign up for Twitter. That's right, on WCRS on Twitter is right there. And I'm always tweeting out interesting tidbits as the days go on. So make sure you do that, too. You'll be able to stay totally connected with us on WCRS, 1450 AM. So let's see. He's signing more and more and more. People are snapping pictures. The line isn't that bad. Come on out to Greenwood Saw right here on the 25 bypass right there. Bylow, Hardee's, the turnoff to Piedmont Tech, and you'll be able to see it. People are everywhere, so come on out and enjoy the fun. It's a sea of maroon, and we want you to come on out and see Marcus before he leaves town and moves out there to San Francisco. Hey, that's going to do it for me. That's Ann Eller. Yes, I've been here having a good time, snapping the pictures. You take care. We're going to go back to Rush, maybe a word from our sponsors, but I'm done. I'm toast. I'm going to be back there at Sharp Fastest Gallery. Make sure you come by and see us. Bye-bye, everybody.